all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, I'm terribly biased about this next segment,
no.
Michelle, because you know, oh, stop it. When I wrote The Hunger Fix, which was the first book on food and addiction, I'm always looking for kindred spirits out there.
Right.
Other professionals who are really interested in delving into this whole topic of everything from triggers to cues and cravings and back and forth. And lo and behold, we have Dr. Rona Epstein, a psychologist and a certified addictions counselor and marriage and family therapist in Philadelphia, who wrote a book called Food Triggers, End Your Cravings, Eat Well, and Live Better. And I'm so happy to have Dr. Epstein on to help us understand this whole issue of how to be able to deal with triggers and cravings and cues that have you saying, I just have lost control, I need to overeat. So, Dr. Epstein, welcome to Her Radio. What exactly are food triggers?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. Food triggers, well, let me tell you, I tend to work with people who are self-proclaimed food addicts, people who have admitted and faced that their lives have been ruined by compulsive overeating. So we're not just talking about, oh, I ate a little too much. We're talking about people who have done that so much that they feel like their lives have been ruined. So when we're talking about food triggers, just like you said, we're talking about all the physical cravings that come from the foods that we're eating that are now known to be addictive, but also emotional triggers and triggers that happen in environment stresses and various things. So there's a lot of different triggers that could be going on, and each person's a little bit different what's triggering them.
So can tell me, what are the dangers of food triggers? I'm really curious as to, you know, how dangerous this can be for a man or woman.
Well, when a person has given in repeatedly to the point where every day they, you know, how you get up in the morning and say, okay, today I'm going to follow my healthy food plan and I know I need to lose this weight. I have people right now, I run an intensive outpatient program. It's like a drug rehab for food addicts. I have people who are 400 pounds who, when you talk about how serious can this be, I mean, we're talking about people who have serious health problems.
Right.
But also, we're talking about all the time the losses of life and being at the point where you can't walk around and enjoy your family activities. You're too lethargic and too heavy to get around and play with your kids or do normal things. You're embarrassed about your body. Today we were talking in group about being embarrassed about your body to the point of not wanting to engage in a vacation because you don't want to be seen in front of people in bathing.
Oh, it's highly limiting. It's just, oh my gosh. Well, why don't people just, you know, all go to Overeaters Anonymous or Food Addicts Anonymous?
Well, a lot of people have never heard of these programs to begin with. And actually, I find it interesting. People will come to counseling, and a lot of them haven't heard of 12-step programs for compulsive overeating. And they're more likely to go to these diet programs, even though they've done 1,000 of them and have lost and gained weight all their lives. And I think that it really is hard to face an addiction, to really admit that I am really out of control and what I'm doing isn't working. And so, of course, you know, Overeaters Anonymous and Food Addicts Anonymous, it's free and actually very accessible, especially now. There's all these phone meetings that people can get onto, and you don't even have to leave your house. You can just get in, and it's free, and there's people who completely understand what you're going through. And so I highly recommend, as a matter of fact, my program, like any substance abuse program, we really encourage people to go to 12-step programs and develop a support system. So they have other people around them who have learned to overcome their overeating and who have successfully learned to navigate triggers without giving in. You have to know there's so much to learn, and you can't do that in a quick fix diet program. It just doesn't work.
Right. So are you an advocate of abstinence then? And if so, what do you actually recommend in your program with regard to nutrition?
Actually, I am an advocate of abstinence. Of course, I don't believe that every person who has a food problem needs to be abstinent from trigger foods. But I think that abstinence, I think it's hard to explain that. I mean, not everybody understands abstinence, but because it's a complicated thing and it's not a, it's not like alcohol and drugs where it's a black and white issue where a person, we just know, no mind or mood altering chemicals. If you're dealing with a substance abuse problem with food, there's a wide range of what people get triggered by. Some people are hardcore sugar addicts. Other people can binge on savory foods. You have people who are out of control with, you know, pastas and white flour cakes and various things. So you have to help a person figure out what their addictive process is and then help them figure out what abstinence is going to be for them. But I really believe if a person has tried everything, and I mean emotionally looking at their underlying issues, what they're stressed over, what they're eating about, if they've looked at their underlying issues and they've gone through the diet routines and they've really tried the healthy ways of eating and they just keep falling on their face, that abstinence is a way that they should try. Because some people, once you pull like the sugar and the refined carbohydrates and you put them on a structured food plan that gets rid of all the potential trigger foods, that people all of a sudden will find that they aren't fighting with food anymore. And that where they would be always confused, well, should I or shouldn't I? Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. The fight with food just goes away because they have a plan that doesn't have anything in it that sets off that those crazy thoughts and about food and the temptations. And you just know what you're doing, and there's clarity.
So, Michelle, listening to Dr. Epstein, you now remember when I wrote The Hunger Fix and I said moderation. You know how they always say moderation in everything and everyone should be able to handle it. You know how that was not going to work for a subsector of people. Dr. Epstein actually has an outpatient program, an intensive outpatient program, where she's really dealing with this kind of thing, which I think is absolutely wonderful because she's a real pioneer out there, you know, in trying to develop a brand new treatment protocol for this type of thing. I want everyone out there to make certain to check out Dr. Rona Epstein's wonderful book, Food Triggers, End Your Cravings, Eat Well, and Live Better. And her website is ronaepstein.com, because this is a very big issue with huge science behind it as we're looking at the relationship between food and addiction. And Dr. Epstein, I just want to congratulate you for your pioneering work in doing this for us, because good grief, we really need people like yourself, professional therapists, who are helping us look at this new sector of people who really are addicted to food, and to provide them with a brand new program. This is just fabulous. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio to help us with this entire issue. Michelle, I'm so happy. Dr. Epstein, will definitely have you on again and again to help refresh us on the science and the therapy. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And ladies, you really can change your relationship with food. So don't think that you can't, because you can. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.